Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be looking back at our last week's results across the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We're also going to be previewing some of this weekend's big matches, as we'll be joined by Whitby Town Radio presenter Mr. Andrew Snaith. And we're also going to be joined by the managers at Belper Town, Matlock Town and Radcliffe. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show. It's social media officer. It's a big welcome back to Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Good evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So welcome back to the show, everyone. And let's get right into it. Big results from this past week. Let's start with the top of the table. South Shields, a 1-1 draw on Saturday afternoon with Matlock Town. Matlock Town taking the lead, holding on to that lead for much of the game. But South Shields, with 5 minutes left, got an equaliser with Luis Alessandra scoring that equaliser for South Shields. It's back-to-back draws for South Shields, but back-to-back points as well, James.
Yeah, it's keeping that run going at this moment in time. Two late equalisers in both of them games coming against sides that are chasing the playoffs at this moment. So again, it's not exactly a bad situation. Looking at what happened with Chorley 10 years ago, Jolly were losing games. South Shields at least picking up the point, as you mentioned. So they're still seeing the course at this moment in time.
Yeah, and just for those unaware, Chorley, what you're referring to is the Chorley season 10 years ago where they had a bit of a lead and basically, I think it was FC United, they clawed it back, didn't they? I think it was 1 point in the end that Chorley won the league by, I think, if memory serves.
Correct, good.
Yes, that's the right season, isn't it? I've not made that up.
It is. We won't mention the playoffs, though.
No. I've seen nine in the playoffs. By the by, isn't it? Everyone can laugh now. Anyway, right. So, yeah, South Shields currently 7 points clear up at the top of the table after that draw on Saturday. We will return to Matlock, actually, because it's not been a bad week for Matlock. We'll return to Matlock in a second or two, and we'll hear from Martin Carruthers as well. But a point for Matlock, a point for South Shields. South Shields, 7 points clear up at the top. Two games in hand they've got over Hyde United. For Hyde United, they did what they needed to do on Saturday afternoon. A 4-2 win for them over Liversidge. But Hyde United did go down to 10 men in that game, which is a suspension they'll have to deal with in the coming weeks. A big suspension as well with Brad Roscoe, who's a very good defender. But 3 points there for Hyde United, James, nevertheless.
Yeah, and again, even though Hyde have got the games against them compared to the top three, top four at this moment in time, they're still getting the results week in, week out. Hyde United seem to be the ones that are really chasing them down.
I mean, Hyde have got Radcliffe on Saturday, the 11th of March, away from home. Then they're hosting South Shields. They end the season as well with a home match against Marine and an away trip to Warrington Town for the last day of the season. I suppose for them, it's about catching South Shields, but also it's about getting in the playoffs as well. And they're 8 points inside the playoffs as things stand, which isn't a bad spot to be in with 10 games left.
No, indeed. So, and again, that's just the 5-point gap to Radcliffe in third. For Hyde, they've got their own destiny in their hands a little bit. And they know for a fact, if South Shields start dropping points, they're the ones ready to pounce, particularly with the big six party coming up on the 18th of March.
Well, we'll cover that off closer to the time, obviously. We will be getting Nick Spooner and Kevin Phillips on the show ahead of that game. Plenty of twists and turns to come yet, I'm imagining, too. One of those teams who are chasing Hyde down at the moment is Radcliffe. Radcliffe are in very good form at the moment. A 2-0 win for them against Bamber Bridge on Saturday. Proper playoff six-pointer, that one, wasn't it? And Radcliffe now 5 points behind Hyde United, sitting in third. But we should say the gap between Radcliffe in third and Guiseley in ninth is just 4 points currently, which is remarkable stuff as we head towards March. It really is. But for Radcliffe, a 2-0 win in their latest outing over Bamber Bridge. And that's on top of making the Manchester Premier Cup final as well with a 2-0 win over Glossop North End last Tuesday. So it seems like a good time to catch up with the manager at Stainton Park. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Bobby Grant. Well, Bobby, a big thank you for joining us. And what a victory that was on Saturday. So important against Bamber Bridge. How pleased were you with the result there?
Yeah, I think our performances and attitude and the way we go about it since the turn of the year has been outstanding. And that showed more on Saturday against Bamber Bridge. You know, they went down to 10 men. They sat in, you know, not their normal style. So they changed their game plan to players. But they're a very good side. Jamie Milligan's got them well organised. And, you know, we knew if we'd be patient, we'd end up breaking them down in the end. Well, we'd create the chances to break them down. And on the day, we were clinical in the last 10 minutes and we managed to get the two goals. But overall, I was absolutely delighted with the attitude and the work rate and the quality that my players showed in the end.
And we're talking here about a brilliant run as well, not just the Bamber Bridge result, but, you know, if you go back to the New Year result against SC United, eight games unbeaten since that victory, only two draws in there as well. It's been pretty formidable stuff. So you're in a good spot at the moment, but it's still awfully close, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And every game now is a massive game for the teams who are in that pack. And we just need to keep focusing on ourselves. There's some difficult games coming up. There's some good teams. And if you don't prepare and have your mindset properly on the next game, then, you know, you can quite easily go on a losing run. So we're in a good place at the moment. The team are giving out everything they've got. There's a great atmosphere around the place. The results we've had since the turn of the year have helped that. So, you know, as I say, we'll focus on ourselves and we'll continue to work hard. And if we do that, then hopefully we'll achieve what we need to achieve.
I mean, how difficult is it as well, Bobby? Because, you know, you have been on this run, but yet you're still only 4 points ahead of Guiseley in ninth. You must think to yourself, what do we need to do? Because Radcliffe have been there or thereabouts all the way through this season. So I mean, how that must be a bit tricky to keep yourselves focused the way you have done, given how close it is.
Yeah, it is. And the first part of the season for us was we had too many draws and, you know, from winning positions. So, you know, we've always been consistent with our performances, apart from the odd couple. But in terms of we've conceded from winning positions and we had too many draws, and now we've addressed that. We're winning games, we're picking up points. So the most important thing now is we continue to do that. I think there's 12 league games left, so, you know, you need to pick up as many points as possible to make sure that you're in the mix. And at the moment, it's Southfield to throw away. That's what I personally think. But there's still a lot of football to be played, and that's why I always say to our lads and my team and the staff, we focus on what we do. Because we can't control what other teams do. So, you know, if they change the way they play to play us, that's fine. But, you know, we focus fully on what we're doing. And, you know, everything we do is based around hard work. And if you've got hard work and you've got the right discipline and you stick to the game plan and individual moments and quality come through in the end. So, you know, that's the basis of it.
And 5 points behind Hyde United, you've got two games in hand over Hyde as well. It's always beneficial, I think, to have a target to aim for, just to keep a run like this going. I mean, that's quite handy, I'm going to suggest, that there is that 5 points to try and claw back in the coming weeks, if possible.
Yeah, of course. It's another challenge. Hyde have got the points on the board. Their manager's doing a fantastic job, he really is. And as you say there, we have two games in hand. But we have to win them. So, again, it's something where we can keep the lads disciplined, give them a focus. At the moment, we're just taking a game at a time. And again, we haven't looked past Guiseley. All of our focus since Bamber Bridge has been on how we prepare and how we put a game plan in place to get a positive result against Guiseley. But, you know, we know it's going to be tough. But, yeah, I think you're right in, you know, the two games that we have. It gives us a target that if we win them two games that we... You know, we go up to second, but as I say, there's still a lot of football to be played, and, you know, people are going to drop points, people are going to pick up points. There'll be a few surprising results probably over the weekend. And it's who's got the most consistency in the last 12 games.
Yeah, it looks like, I think looking at the fixtures, the games in hand are just, you know, dead straightforward ones. Atherton calls at home, no problem there. And a mask United away, both Tuesday night games in the coming weeks. But it is to the immediate, isn't it? And Guiseley, you've just played this. Let's jump in with both feet into a cliche Claxton corner. You've played Bamber Bridge in this playoff chases 6-pointer this past weekend. Yeah. This is another one, isn't it, against Guiseley away this week?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that's the message we've said to the lads is there's no easy game now. There's no small game for Radcliffe. Every game we play now is a big game. It's a massive game because I think every team sets out goals at the start of the season. I think myself, me and you had a conversation at the start, and we're in a good place. So every game now, even the one tomorrow against Guiseley, they now become bigger and bigger games. And it's about your mindset and about giving everything you've got for the shirt. And if we do that, then I'm very confident in the ability of my players. But that's just my view on things, whereas other managers will have the exact same view. If their players perform, then they'll get a positive result. So it's all about consistency, and you know, the league's relentless. It really is. And at the moment, my team, myself, the staff, we're all doing it with a real enjoyment about our work. So, you know, I think that's helping with the results.
Well, with 12 games left, Bobby, with that win over Bamber Bridge, you've now beaten last year's points tally as a whole. I was just looking at the tables then and comparing the two. Congratulations on that score. Last question, Bobby, just about, you know, you've got guys this weekend. You've still got to play South Shields and Hyde as well, we should say, as well as, you know, a few other teams like, I think you've got Warrington, haven't you?
Yeah.
Plenty of big games coming up. How much are you looking forward to the running, you know, that cup final in the Manchester Premier Cup and everything else that's possible at Stainton Park as we head towards the closing couple of months of the season?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think this is the reason why, you know, myself, I went into management, and, you know, the group of players that I've got here, I'm lucky to have such an honest group of lads who really want to try and do their best for the football club. So we're really excited. We're really looking forward to it. There's a great mood around the camp. We know there's some tough challenges ahead, but, you know, we'll take each game as it comes. You know, we'll give everything we've got. And if it's enough at the end of the season, then great. And if it's not, then, as you say, we'll all be disappointed. But this is the reason why, you know, we get involved in football. You want to give yourself the best possible chance as a collective unit to be successful. And at this moment, the lads are doing that. But there's still 12 games to go. There's still a long way to go. So we'll park the cup final. And we'll fully focus on the league, because, guys, tomorrow's a massive game.
Yes, it is. And, Bobby Grant, manager of Radcliffe, a big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show. A big congratulations on making it through to the Manchester Premier Cup final. And all the best in the coming matches as well.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you very much, mate.
Radcliffe manager Bobby Grant there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So a good week for Radcliffe. What about the team currently sitting fourth in the league table? That's Warrington Town. Tough game for them on paper on Saturday at home to a resurgent Geisler. 0-0 the score. Points which I'm going to suggest both Paul Phillips and Mark Beasley would have taken at the start of the day.
When you consider the results around them as well, that's a very, very good point. Again, Geisler, good form. Warrington now 13 unbeaten. 9 of them have been draws, but it's a good running form at this moment in time. And they're fourth in the table. Both teams will be happy with the point there, specifically with that, again, with Bamber Bridge, Matt Lott dropping points over the weekend too.
Yes, and for guys, it's actually back-to-back 0-0 draws. I'm not too sure when that happened last in the league. I can't remember it happening that often. A 0-0 draw on Tuesday night against Lancaster City as well, and we'll cover off the lower half of the table shortly. But guys, as we said, just 4 points now from third-placed Radcliffe, and Warrington Town sitting in fourth position, 3 points ahead of Geisler after that 0-0 draw on Saturday. What about Marine? Well, Marine picked up a very good 4-2 win over Morpeth Town on Saturday. Very tricky game, that one, especially when you take the lead within 5 minutes and then are 2-1 down after 10 minutes. Quite an up and down game there, I'm going to suggest. Back all square by half-time, and Marine scored 2 goals in the second half to seal all 3 points. A weird one, that one. But Marine, they don't care. 3 points for them and back in the playoffs.
Yeah, capitalising on the drop points at Matlock, Bamber and Geisler a little bit there too.
Well, they're just 3 points off third place at the moment, Marine. Certainly odds to play for. We should say we do have a fixture preview with Andrew Snaith shortly from Whitby Town Radio, where we'll be covering Marine's next game, which is away at Liversidge on Saturday. But a big good luck to Marine as well on Tuesday night, where they'll be hosting Everton in the quarterfinals of the Liverpool Senior Cup. So a big, big good luck to Marine on Tuesday night in the quarterfinals of the Senior Cup there. But let's go to the team currently sitting sixth in the league table now. That's Matlock Town. And as we covered off earlier, a 1-0 draw for Matlock away at South Shields on Saturday. A brilliant result. Not many teams come out of Mariners Park with any points, so to pick up a draw like that is a good result. And then on Tuesday night, a 3-2 victory over a very tricky side in Stalybridge Celtic at Bower Fold. So a 4-point week for Matlock Town. And let's hear from the manager now at Causeway Lane. It's a big welcome back to the show to Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And 4 points this past week. A good draw against South Shields and that midweek win over Stalybridge. I mean, how's your week gone at Matlock?
Absolutely fantastic. Before the game, we'd have taken a point against South Shields. But, you know, credit to our boys. We were outstanding in the first half, and we could have been a couple of goals to the good. And we said at half-time, and they'll come at a second half. We have to dig in. You know, we had a chance to make it 2-0, but we lost Dan Bradley through injury. We had to make a couple of changes, and the pressure told, and we was hanging on for dear life. But, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't, you know, hang on to get what would have been an unbelievable 3 points. You know, they're the best side in the league. The league table doesn't lie. You know, and I expect them to go on and win the title. So, you know, although however disappointed we were, you know, it was still a great performance and a great point. And then we went to Stalybridge, and, you know, that form continued. We were, again, outstanding in the first half. We could have been 4-0 up. You know, said at half-time, the next goal's, you know, crucial. We got the third. We had chances to make it 5-6. And the only disappointing thing about that was that, you know, we allowed them back in the game, and, you know, they hit the bar twice in the dying seconds, and we could have thrown it away, but, you know, it can't detract for 65 minutes. We're outstanding again, and it bodes us really well going into Hyde tomorrow.
I mean, how important was it to get that win on Tuesday night, given the fact that, like you say, I mean, to concede a late goal like that, you've got to pick everyone up again. Remind the squad that it's, you know, it's South Shields away here. We've got a point. So you must be pleased with the way they did bounce back against Stalybridge.
Oh, yeah, the like I say, the performance for 65 minutes was the best since I've come in as manager. Some of the football we played, the chances created was phenomenal. It was just a shame that, you know, we didn't get the goals to add to our goal tally and improve our goal difference, because that could be key in the run into the playoffs. But, you know, I said after the game, it would have been nice to keep a clean sheet, but, you know, 65 minutes, if we play like that, we can match anybody in this league like we did against South Shields in the first half. So I'm really pleased. You know, we're starting to gel together now. We've had some new signings in midfield, which has given us a boost. And Wakefield's coming as well, and he got his first goal, although be it for a smacked ball in the face off the keeper. But, you know, you take them all. So, yeah, we're really positive going into Hyde, and it's getting really tight for those playoff places now. There's still 8 or 9 clubs that are still in the hunt. So, you know, we've got to try and maintain that push.
Yeah, and obviously as well, I mean, we mentioned South Shields. That was a part of a trio of horrendous matches on paper. You know, Geisley, Warrington Town as well. You've come out the other side of the woods there with that win on Tuesday night. So, I mean, how's it looking heading into, as we head towards March now at Matlock? Because you're well and truly in this playoff race now.
Yeah, we've got 3 home games coming up. So we play Hyde on Saturday, Ashton at home the following Saturday, then South Shields again on on the Tuesday night. So they're coming thick and fast, and as I found out already, there are no easy games in this league. You know, we thought it was home and dry against Stalybridge, and they got back in it, and I thought they could have nicked a point in the end. So if we're not 100%, then, you know, we won't win games of football. But it's really pleasing now that performing and creating chances going into 3 home games. So, you know, the defeat against Geisley was a huge blow to us. But luckily, we've managed to get some points on the road, and it's our own form that's been, you know, really good this season. So they don't go any bigger than second place Hyde. So, you know, we want to get 3 points, and that will really cement, you know, our place in the pack.
Yeah, I'll come to the running in a second, and you know, these 3 home games coming up, as you said, Hyde, Ashton and South Shields, big fortnight ahead at the club. But generally, Matt, as well, I mean, how's it going at Causeway Lane for yourself? Because when you took over, Matlock were on the periphery of the playoffs. It was certainly on for the club, that's for sure. But easier said than done. But now, as we said, there's not much separating yourselves and third place Radcliffe. So, I mean, how's it going for yourself at Causeway Lane, do you feel?
It's gone brilliantly, you know, and to be honest, even some of the games that we've lost or drew, we could have won them, and we've had injuries, we've had sending offs, we've had poor refereeing decisions. So, you know, I think we're finally starting to get a little bit of luck, and it's starting to turn our way now. And you take that in any way, shape or form in football. But the whole environment of the football club, it's just such a family-oriented football club, so friendly. The supporters have been magnificent. So, you know, me and Wayne are absolutely loving life, and I think we're creating a good squad now, a real good, positive environment at the place, and I think everybody's thriving.
So let's touch upon the games that are coming up then. 11 games left of the season for Matlock. As we said, 3 points from third-placed Radcliffe. So you know, as high as you can, I'm imagining is the target. But it's going to be a tough fortnight, isn't it? Hyde United at home, Ashton United at home, South Shields at home. I mean, Whitby away, Marine at home. I could start reading out all 11.
Bamber Bridge.
Well, yeah, I mean, the last two games, I wasn't going to go that far ahead, but Bamber Bridge and Marine to finish things off with, those two games could be, it could be 12-pointers, I think is probably the term for those last two games. But how do you think you're shaping up heading in towards the running now?
Like I said, the last two games are the best two performances since I've been in as manager. You know, we've started to get the ball down and play some quality football, but the positive thing now is we're creating chances. In all honesty, we hadn't been creating a lot of chances. You know, the previous five or six games, we've been grinding games out, winning 1-0 or drawing 0-0. So that's a real plus now. You know, we've added some steel in midfield with Dan Bradley, Connor DiMaio and Ethan Cartwright, and their creativity and quality on the ball has been showing now. And we've got JJ and Alburn chipping in with goals and assists. So, you know, it's a really good place to be at the minute. And like I said, you know, that positivity, you know, the winning and the performances will hopefully only improve us. And if we can put on a run of unbeaten games now in these three home games, that will really set us up nicely. But like you say, it's that old cliche in football, it's one game at a time. And if results go your way and teams at the top playing each other and they're only drawing, then, you know, you just want to win those home games. So still a long way to go, a lot of twists and turns, but hopefully we'll keep it going right till the end of the season.
No, good stuff. And last question, Martin. I mean, the home crowd are going to be really essential here. With so few games left, this is where the home crowd really come in, with three consecutive home games like this against tough opponents. They're going to be needed. How much are you looking forward to this closing bit of the season and what's possible at Causeway Lane?
It's really exciting because, you know, when we came in, it was, you know, we had players leaving. It was hard getting players in. And I think we're finally now, you know, getting some of our own players in, putting our stamp on it, how we want to play, you know, how we want to press, how we want to create chances and score goals. So for me, this is the most exciting part now, because like you say, we're really starting to gel together. We're coming together as a team. The team spirit's fantastic. So, you know, three home games now, in an ideal world, any manager would be looking for, you know, the opposition that we're playing. You know, if we can get 7 points out of nine, would be unbelievable. But Hyde, who are second, have got their own target on, you know, probably automatic promotion. So we know it's going to be a tough game, but let's try and get 3 points. And then, you know, you go into Ashton with the same mentality. And then obviously South Shields, the potential champions, you know, open to try and, you know, at least get a point, or if not, try and beat them. So we know it's a mammoth task, but, you know, one we're ready for.
Great stuff. Well, Martin Carruthers, manager of Matlock Town, a big, big thank you for taking your time out your Friday to join us on this week's show, and all the best in the coming matches.
Cheers, pal.
Martin Carruthers there, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Gainsborough Trinity there in eighth, just 1 point outside the playoff positions. Carrying on the draws, though, this past week, a 2-2 draw away at Belper Town. For Gainsborough Trinity, they're four games unbeaten, but that's three straight draws now. Belper Town getting a very late in the day equaliser there at North Holme to take the points. We'll get back to Belper in a second, James, but for Gainsborough, they're getting the points in recent weeks. And we should say, in the context of Gainsborough Trinity, Belper Town a draw, South Shields a draw, Bamber Bridge a draw, and a victory against Mask. It's a run that's been developed here at Gainsborough Trinity by the looks of it, although they will be disappointed by that Belper result, I reckon, on Saturday.
Yeah, I think they'll be a bit more happy with the South Shields draw compared to that one there. This is what Warrington Town are doing at this moment. Gainsborough are just on that cusp. Big month coming up for them at the same time. I think I keep saying it with the top six, top seven, but again, when you look at the fixtures, they're all playing each other. So everyone keeps dropping points. The likes of FC United are going to be paying attention to, I think, in the next few weeks.
It's still a good point, though, for Belper Town, that's for sure. And if we throw in the fact, you know, they were beaten by Marine, they were beaten by Radcliffe, but they did pick up that big win at the start of February against Liversidge and a draw against Hyde United. And this has all coincided with Lee Attenborough coming in there at the Derbyshire club. They're still 12 points from safety. It's still a big ask getting out of the relegation places. But it's a big month coming up for the Derbyshire club. And let's catch up now with the manager at Belper Town. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Lee Attenborough. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, congratulations on that late equaliser to pick up a point at North Holme against Gainsborough Trinity. I mean, how was your Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good result for us on paper. Look, I know obviously the position we're in, we need to be picking up wins more than draws, but, you know, it's a tough place to go that. And you know, when you get a goal in stoppage time, it feels a bit more like a win. So, yeah, good result for us, and we want to try and we've got to sort of try and put a run together, haven't we?
There's been some positive results, hasn't there, this side of the new year? I mean, you know, that draw with Hyde, you know, beating Liversidge, that was a big, big game. Then you've obviously had to play Radcliffe and Marine, who you know, are chasing the playoffs. So the results have been there.
Yeah, I mean, I said this in one of the interviews the other day. In the first nine games in charge, we played the top seven, which, you know, some baptism of fire that is. And then, you know, we've had some tough games on paper. You know, they played out as we expected. We've competed in almost every game, but a couple of the teams have had a little bit too much for us. The Hyde game, we were brilliant. It got a free kick in stoppage time to stop us getting all three. We even played really well against Bamber, who beat us 2-0. But on the day, it was a tight game, and they scored two wonder goals. So there have been positives. But again, the position we're in, we haven't really got time to sort of, we need points on the board. You know, it's great looking at the game and saying, you know, we competed there, we did this well, we did that well. But ultimately, you know, if we're going to have any chance, we need to try and pick up a few more results. But yeah, things are in the right direction in terms of performances, but let's try and turn those into some more points if we can.
And for you personally, obviously we've caught up a few times on the Step 4 show when you were, you know, manager at Loughborough and Corby, and not really spoke since your appointment. So congratulations on your appointment at Belper. I mean, how have you settled into this role at Step 3?
Yeah, it's settled in really well. I mean, I've been managing at Step 4 for the last sort of 6 years now, and when Belper made the approach for me and spoke to the chairman, I felt like I needed a change as well. You know, I've seen the same grounds, the same faces, the same teams, the same managers for so long. You know, although I knew Belper was in a precarious position, you know, the club made it clear that it was a longer-term project regardless of the outcome of the season. And, you know, they wanted someone young and hungry in the local area. You know, they thought I fit the bill. Obviously, and I met several times with the chairman and the board of directors. They're all brilliant, switched on in terms of what they want to do. And Belper's one of those clubs. I've played here a lot of times as a player myself, but also managed here against Belper in recent seasons. And it's one of those places where every time you come, there's something different happening. You know, there's a new stand going up, or there's an AstroTurf being built out the back. You know, they're trying to progress off the pitch. And you know, my job longer term is to make sure on the pitch it's as good as it is off.
I mean, how important is it, what you talked about there, being about long-term thinking? Because obviously it's 12 points from safety at the moment. There's still plenty of points to play for, but you know, without being too pessimistic or anything like that, you've got to have one eye on how you land as well, haven't you? Because otherwise that relegation, if it does end up like a relegation, you need to bounce back. And so, I mean, that's a bit of a balancing act, isn't it, though, I'm going to suggest?
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, the thing for us is I'm realistic. I'm not naive, and I know we're in, like I say, a precarious position. I think March was obviously going to be massive for us. We're playing four teams that are in the bottom half, and realistically, we've got to sort of try and get, you know, between 9 and 12 points out of those games. And if we don't, then, you know, April may be coming on entity anyway. So I'd say we've got the next month to really have a go at it. And if we can be playing something in April, then I think we've done an half decent job. I think when I took the job, I worked out we'd have to have a sort of playoff standard second half of the season. I think we needed to get about the right amount of points as what I think what fifth or fourth place had got in the first half of the season. So we knew it wasn't going to be a straightforward task. And again, that's why my conversations with the club, listen, we're not writing off this season by any means. We're going into every game trying to win it. But obviously, a lot of the conversations I had with the club before I took the position were about long term, where it was about sustainability, was about, you know, what if this happens, what if that happens, and, you know, almost having a plan A and a plan B. Plan A was to, and still is, to try and do everything we can to keep Belper at Step 3, but plan B is, you know, if we don't and the relegation happens, then what do we do about that, and what happens next? And we're all on the same page about all of it, so that's obviously the reason why, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire, if you like, you know, chasing the playoffs with Corby. You know, some people looked at it and thought it was a strange move, but, you know, those people hadn't had the conversation that I'd had, and, you know, the experience that I'd had. So yeah, for me, it's the right decision. I still feel like it was the right decision. You know, I've not regretted it at any point, so I'm just looking forward to the future.
Yeah, and let's talk about the future. Obviously, we'll touch upon South Shields in a second or two, and the challenge there. I'm sorry, Lee, I'm going to have to use a cliche and say free hit. I'm going to have to do it, but South Shields is one thing. But like you say, those games after it, Stalybridge, Ashton United, Mask, Lancaster City, obviously you've got Guiseley as well, but then into April, the likes of Atherton Coles and Morpeth Town on the fixture list as well. So I was saying 12 points from safety. The thing about relegation battles are is that 12-point mark probably won't move that far away, because teams are down there for a reason, aren't they? So if you get a bit of momentum going in March with those games there against teams in the lower half of the table, it is back on again, isn't it?
It is. I mean, look, 12 points plays out more like 15 or 16, because even if you won four on the spin, teams around you are going to pick up points as well. So, you know, 12 points, it's going to be more than that, realistically, what we're going to have to make up. But like you say, that those games there, every game's winnable. You know, I found out in this league that, you know, anyone could beat anyone. You only got a look last week. You know, Shields have drawn at Gainsborough. We've got to nip the draw at Gainsborough. I've been, managing this league now, 9-10 games, and you know, I've already found out it's a ruthless league and you've got to be at it every single game. And but we can't look at those other games and say, well, they're bottom half, so, you know, 3 points is very much gettable. We've got to go and get them. You know, there's no gimmies, there's no freebies. We were pretty poor against Nantwich and they took us in 3-1. So, you know, they were down there fighting with us. And if we're off it, you know, we're not going to win games. So we've got to make sure that every single game, like you said, cliche there, cliche for us, cup finals, we've got to try and win every game. We've got to go toe-to-toe with teams. We can't just be sitting in and soaking up pressure. And you know, we've got to try and take the game to the opposition. And I think, listen, we played a good brand of football. And even though we've only picked up a couple of points at home, you know, the fans seem to be positive. Everything that we're hearing around the club seems to be going in the right direction. So we just got to keep going. We can't get our heads down. And last thing we want is for the season just to peter out and the last sort of 4 or 5 games be worth nothing. Because like you said, even if the worst happens, you want to kind of be going into next season with a bit of a positive feeling around the place.
And let's talk about South Shields then tomorrow, because you've drawn with Gainsborough. You ran Marine close, didn't you? Drawn with Hyde. So South Shields have had, you know, back-to-back draws in the league. They've offered a bit of a glimmer to everyone else chasing them down up at the top end of the table. You could be a horrible game for South Shields tomorrow, to say the least. So the pressure's off, I suppose, for tomorrow's game, isn't it? So how much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, well, you use words for your hit there. And I think everybody else looking at the fixture will see it as that. You know, nobody, I don't think, up and down the country will be expecting a result from us. But we fully expect to compete all over the pitch. And if that brings a result, then brilliant. The pressure is on them. You know, they've got to win that game, really. And I think for them, it's almost... it's a banana skin, isn't it? Because if they win the game, everyone says, well, you should have won the game. If you don't, it's a disaster for them. So, you know, we've got to try and play on that. You know, if we can maybe frustrate them, keep it tight for the first half an hour. And listen, I think we've scored in every game I've managed so far, barring the Bamber Bridge game, I believe. So, you know, we're scoring goals. We're probably letting in a few too many. We know that. We're trying to work on that. But we can hurt teams and we've got players that can hurt teams. So we obviously hope we can catch them on a bit of an off day. We hope we can give them a tough time and make life difficult. And if we can get that first goal and maybe give ourselves something to hang on to, then, you know, why not?
And how important is the crowd going to be tomorrow as well? Because there should be a big crowd here for this one, I'm imagining, as well. And, you know, I think there's 6 home games left of the season. So they're going to be crucial, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, and the sport's been brilliant. I mean, I think we've had over 500, 550 for practically every home game. And look, you said before about whether we're looking forward to South Shields. You have to, don't you? You know, when South Shields or your FC United come to town and they bring good numbers with them, makes for a good atmosphere. Look, we all want to be involved in those kind of games, players, management, staff, everybody. So, yes, tough game on paper, but probably one that you're looking forward to more than most. So we've got to enjoy it. But like everyone says, you enjoy football more when you win games. So we've got to try and get a result out of it, not just be there to make up the numbers and be part of a decent crowd. You know, we want to give it a go.
Well, Lee Attenborough, manager of Belper Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the closing matches of the season and catch up very soon.
Yeah, cheers, Ben.
Lee Attenborough there, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll return to that bottom end of the table and the fight for survival in a second or two. But let's go back to around the playoff positions. And we mentioned Gainsborough Trinity, their 2-2 draw with Belper Town on Saturday. Guiseley, back-to-back 0-0 draws, keeps them within a point of the playoffs. What about FC United? FC United, it's been a bit up and down recently. They did beat Guiseley, but then they were beaten by Lancaster. A draw against Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. They're just on the periphery of things at the moment. They started Saturday 6 points from the playoffs. They're now 5 points from the playoffs. I don't know what you could take from that, James.
I think with FC United, they've ended up recruiting well from the lower divisions at this moment in time. Both Glover coming in to replace Regan Lynn as we might have been White scored in both games. And again, Stalybridge, yeah, their form's not been the greatest in the last couple of weeks either. They're still picking up points. You look at our good old friend, the points per game table, they're out of that bottom four with that at this moment too.
This weekend, FC taking on Warrington Rylands. What is it, 2 points separating the two teams at the moment? Not much to choose from them. I'm going to predict a draw for this weekend. But what about Warrington Rylands? A 1-0 defeat at Whitby Town at the weekend, James. I mean, that's a tough place to go the Turnbull Ground. Whitby are in formidable form at the moment. And for Whitby, we should say, they picked up another 3 points on Tuesday night with a 2-1 win against Ashton, a result which remarkably has seen Whitby Town tie with Warrington Rylands, now in 12th position. I mean, this tied with what Guys has achieved in the past couple of months has been a sensational recovery.
I'm not going to say they're going to be playoff contenders, but on the form they are at the moment, let's not write that off either. But yeah, all credit to Whitby Town. What a recovery from the start of the season there. They're playing themselves out of trouble and potentially putting side into that situation. So especially with how the teams down the bottom end are starting to pick up points here, there and everywhere now.
Yes, obviously with that 6 points for Whitby, they've leapfrogged over Stafford and Ashton United. For Stafford, though, it was a good week because they beat Lancaster City by 2-1. That's a vitally important result, that one, and sees Stafford Rangers make it to that magical 40-point mark. Now, obviously, whether 40 points is going to be enough to survive this season, who knows, but that's symbolic. Next up for Stafford Rangers will be Stalybridge Celtic, and Stalybridge, obviously, have dropped down slightly, but it was a good point for them on Saturday, and obviously they were beaten by Matlock, but only just. So Ashton United, unlike Stafford, still below that 40-point mark. They do have a game in hand. Lancaster City, with their 0-0 draw on Tuesday night, recovered from that defeat against Stafford Rangers from Saturday and are now in 15th position, 4 points from the relegation line and 4 points behind Stafford Rangers. Atherton Coles, they too are 4 points above the relegation line. Brilliant weekend for them. A 2-0 victory over Mask United on Saturday, so that's a good result for Atherton Coles. For Mask United, they stay in the relegation places. They did bounce back though on Tuesday with a 2-1 victory away at Nantwich Town, which was a huge result for Mask United. Very important for their survival hopes that they bounce back from the Atherton Coles defeat, and they did. And then, James, as we record this show on Thursday, we've heard the news that Mask United and Curtis Woodhouse are party company by mutual consent. So sending our best wishes to Curtis. They've got Warrington Town on Saturday, then Lancaster away, South Shields next Saturday. But then they've got Morpeth, they've got Belper, then Radcliffe and Matlock back-to-back, Liversidge at home, FC away with Rylands, the Stalybridge, Marine, Morpeth, Nantwich, Liversidge. Those last three games there, blimey. But it's going to be interesting. But like we said, sending our best wishes to Curtis Woodhouse. But just before we go, just to mention as well for Liversidge. Liversidge with a fantastic 2-0 victory on Saturday, bouncing back from that Hyde United defeat. A 2-0 win at Morpeth Town, James, out of nowhere. 10 points from safety, 2 games in hand over Morpeth Town. A huge result, that one.
But I think I said last week as well, these 10 days are going to be massive across the entirety of the league. But yeah, Liversidge, great results, 2 and 3 games in hand against the sides around them. Gives them a little bit of a fighting chance.
Yeah, and the scoring goals as well, which has been a problem all year, hasn't it, for Liversidge? But by my count, that's 7 goals in the last 3 games for Liversidge. They've obviously conceded 7 as well, but that's something that needed to be improved, the goal scoring, and they're showing it, aren't they? Especially with that 2-0 win over Morpeth on Tuesday night. But, James, that's all the results from this past week. A big thank you for joining us. We'll be here from Andrew Snaith in a second or two. But a really intriguing weekend to come in the NPL Premier Division, as well as Step 4, of course. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, so on Twitter at Northern Prem League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show, and you have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future, and joining me for another fixture preview here on the Pitching NPL show, it's a big welcome back to Whitby Town Radio's very own. It's Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Doing well. Nice to be back with you.
Yes, doing very well. What's that? 5 wins out of the last 6. It's going pretty well at the Turnbull Ground, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say a little bit more upbeat than the last time we spoke. But I'm not sure what's happened, to be honest, Ben. We've We've got in one or two decent players, I have to say. It's funny what happens when you just string a few results together in this league. It's bizarre, really. But yes, we're in danger of getting into the top half of the table, which is just ridiculous.
One of the beautiful things about doing this show is I get to speak to... It's like a snapshot in time of how non-league journalists across the Northern Premier League are feeling. So last month, we're speaking to you, you know, hovering around the relegation line. Form was okay-ish. It's pretty much the same as Thomas Feeney from a Geisler perspective. A month later, there they are. They're around the playoff line. I'm pretty sure. You never know, Andrew. Next month, you'll be around that playoff line if you carry on the way you're going.
Let's not get carried away, Ben.
We'll chat about Whitby Town's next game towards the end of this fixture preview. Whitby taking on Lancaster City this weekend at the Giant Axe. But we'll kick the fixture preview off this week, I think, with Belper Town taking on South Shields. It's bottom of the table, hosting top of the table. South Shields with two draws in their last outing. Admittedly, that was against Matlock and Gainsborough Trinity, so I'm not too sure what you could take out of that. But South Shields showing the rest of the league a little bit of a glimmer there in the doorway. But for Belper Town, I mean, with Liversidge picking up that win midweek, it's getting to the point now where they need wins. I'm not too sure how easy that is against South Shields, to be honest.
Yeah, I think there could be easier games. Yeah, 11 matches left, 12 points adrift. It's a very, very tough assignment for them, the toughest assignment possible to take on South Shields at the moment.
And it's going to be a big weekend for South Shields, I feel, because of the next set of games that I'm about to read out. There's big six-pointers all over the shop when it comes to the top half of the table this weekend. I mean, given the nature of this league, you wouldn't put it past Belper Town to get a draw at least. I mean, we've seen that before.
Wouldn't.
But Hyde travelling to Matlock Town this weekend. At the same time, the team sitting third, Radcliffe, they're travelling to Geisler. Start off this next bit talking about Hyde United. The gap is 7 points. Hyde have played two games more. You do feel this is a must-win game, given the fact that we're approaching 10 games left of the season now, aren't we? So it's a big one, this one. But again, Matlock here, they are just, well, the same number of points as Marine now.
It's all got very tight from third to ninth. There's barely any points between them, from Radcliffe down to Guiseley. 4 points separating third from ninth, which is absolutely ridiculous. South Shields no doubt will look upon it as a chance to extend that lead at the top, possibly with Hyde having that really difficult game against Matlock. Hyde, obviously, with any sort of lingering automatic promotion hopes, we'll be looking at, you know, everything being must win, I imagine, over these last 10 games. Tricky for them. South Shields overwhelming favourites, of course. Hyde taking on Matlock, who do seem, as you say, to have got the spring back in their step. And especially at home, they're doing very well at Causeway Lane of late. Just two defeats there in the league. So a tricky game for Hyde, although also worth pointing out that Hyde have only lost twice themselves on their travels.
We mentioned that gap between third and ninth. The team in third is Radcliffe. The team in ninth is Geisler. Radcliffe travelled to Geisler this weekend. If results go a certain way, and admittedly, a lot needs to happen for this to happen at 5 o'clock on Saturday, Geisler could go up to fourth, which would be remarkable. Honestly, absolutely remarkable. And there'd be a point behind Radcliffe in third. I don't know what else to say. Remarkable. It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you'd call it a Paul Phillips effect, wouldn't you? Might take a little bit of a goal swing between Warrington and Geisley there for the West Yorkshireman to sneak fourth spot. But again, this division, you don't rule anything out. But yeah, they've been on a terrific run of form, and you wouldn't bet against them being in that top five come 5 o'clock on Saturday.
The team currently sitting fourth in the league table, that's Warrington Town. They're taking on Mask United this weekend, and we need to mention the news. Curtis Woodhouse leaving Mask United by mutual consent. Now, Andrew, we should mention the fact as well that we've actually already pre-recorded the fixture preview this week, and this is an added bit we've done a day later. So thank you for that. But we did have to come back to this particular fixture because this is big news from Mask United and affects, you know, what happens now with not just the relegation battle, but in particular this fixture this weekend with Warrington.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. Yeah, we were chewing this over when we did our original record, and it has happened. It did break earlier on today. Curtis Woodhouse leaving Mask United, ironically, after a big win on Tuesday night in a six-pointer at Nantwich. How often that does happen, the final match is a win. Maybe there's some thoughts that he turned the corner and then a curveball thrown that he's left his position as manager. Of course, I'm sure, you know, Curtis would point to the players he's had missing, the number of injuries, suspensions. They've been very quickly signing players. Who will take over in the interim? We don't know. A lot of uncertainty at the moment, as you can imagine, Mask United fans wanting Cal Jarrett to come back, extremely popular, back-to-back promotions, and a very popular figure that's taken Mask through the leagues from the Northern League, from the second division, I think, of the Northern League through to the NPL Premier. It'd be interesting to see which way they go. They have got the games in hand, but what they don't have are the players, the numbers. They've got the quality, but they've got injuries, they've got suspensions. They only had 13 players on Tuesday night. You know, that was another thing that Curtis Woodhouse was up against. Well, you know, that won't change without a big influx of players. So whoever takes over will have that to do. They've got to hit the ground running, and they've got to do it quickly. But, you know, the games are running away.
Yeah. Well, I think Curtis's best achievement at Mask certainly is getting through to the fourth round of the FA Trophy. You're only a couple of games away then from Wembley, aren't you? So that was quite an achievement there. But I just say the listener won't have any idea because it's all part of the fixture preview, which everything was pre-recorded on Wednesday. This little insert has been pre-recorded on Thursday. So big thanks for that. And shall we return to the rest of the fixture preview now?
I think we probably should.
Liversidge this weekend will be hosting Marine with their win on Saturday are back into the playoff spots after that spell where they had, to be fair, it was like one tricky game after another, but Neil Young's side has got back into form again, into the playoff spots. As we've said, Andrew, it's very close between third all the way down to ninth, so a lot can happen between now and 5 o'clock on Saturday. But you'd suggest with the home form at Liversidge that this should be an away win for Marine, but I think we could say we're in the running now. It doesn't feel like we could say that considering it's February, but it does feel like we're in the running. And because we're in the running, to use a cliche, form goes out the window. You start to get wobbles. You start to get weird results. Every game's a tough game.
Well, for Liversidge, 10 points adrift of safety, so it's now or never. They, like Mass, they've got games in hand, but they've got to start picking up the points. As you say, Tuesday, a huge, huge win on the travels at Morpeth, who have now been sucked right back in. It looked like they were just getting away from things a little bit, and then they've been sucked right back into that relegation shake-up. So, yes, a huge game for Liversidge. Will be a tricky one for Marine to go there. You would think that they should have too much for Liversidge. As you say, the home form has been the problem all season there. Just two wins at home in the league for Liversidge. But you just don't know. And maybe just the momentum from Tuesday's win might just stir Liversidge on to pull off another upset.
Yes, and with Matlock taking on Hyde as well, it could start to spread out a little bit once again. Obviously, the team in fifth, Marine, Matlock in sixth, Bamber Bridge in seventh, all on the same number of points. Bamber Bridge this weekend will be hosting Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles have had a pretty good week, I'm going to suggest, with that victory on Saturday against Mask United. And that's kind of alleviated some fears. Not all of them, because it's still only 4 points to the relegation line. And as we've seen with Morpeth, as you just mentioned there, you can get sucked right back down into all this miver around that relegation line, can't you?
Absolutely.
But that makes this game for Bamber Bridge even more tricky.
Yes, absolutely, it does. Yeah, I mean, Bamber Bridge themselves, you know, the epitome of a side that were going nowhere, with all due respect to them, and now suddenly back up into the fighting in the periphery of a playoff spot. So they've done terrifically themselves. Yeah, it's so difficult, even at this late stage of the season, to predict these games and which way they're going to go. It's always going to be difficult to call. Atherton, yeah, they're still not clear. They're still not clear of things. they will always be a tough side to beat, though. And I always think that they're well set up for playing away from home because they're so stubborn. They're so hard to break down. They don't give you anything at all. And interesting, they have almost identical records home and away, which is interesting. You don't see that very often. They will be hard to break down for Bamber Bridge. I would be sure of that. But then Bamber Bridge at home, absolutely formidable. Just one defeat. I think it should be a really good game. Can I call it a derby, or is there just too much distance?
You can, Ben? Definitely. That's a bit of a Lancashire derby there. Let's go to Gainsborough Trinity now. Gainsborough Trinity sitting in eighth, 1 point outside the playoffs. A remarkable run of form Gainsborough on at the minute. They're four games unbeaten, but three straight draws in that, Andrew. They're travelling to Ashton United this weekend. Ashton United still looking over the shoulder, aren't they? 5 points from the relegation places at the moment. A win for them would be handy, I'm going to suggest. But Gainsborough Trinity have got the chance this weekend, potentially, with teams above them playing each other, to get themselves back into the playoff positions.
Absolutely, yeah. Gainsborough are right in the thick of that playoff picture. They are a strange team. Very occasionally, they'll throw in a little bit of a curveball and lose a game you just don't see coming. They'll probably end up doing is kicking themselves with all the draws they've had this season. Things could have been so much better for them. They could have been already in that top five. Ashton, not a team that you would particularly want to play when you're desperate for points, because a little bit like Atherton, they are going to be tough to break down and they aren't going to give you an inch. Having to go to Ashton, by no means an easy game. And I don't think Ashton are going to get sucked into that relegation picture. And I apologise in advance if I've just jinxed them.
What about the next game? This game, I'm saying this now out loud, is winner stays on. At this point, I'm going to suggest still a few games left, but it does feel that way. FC United travelling to Warrington Rylands this weekend. 2 points separating the two teams. FC United currently 5 points outside the playoffs. Last weekend, there were 6 points outside the playoffs at the start of the day. They got a draw. That was good enough to close the gap, remarkably, to the playoff spots. I keep that tantalising playoff line still within sight. But it does feel like for both these teams now, it's win or bust, isn't it, at this point for the players?
Yeah, but how out the FC are away where the form has been literally win or bust. It's a win or a loss and nothing else. 7 wins, 7 defeats. So it must be entertaining, if maybe a little bit terrifying. Replacing Regan Liddy, always a big ask, but obviously with so many players missing at the moment for FC, I would say it would be a tricky tie at Warrington Rylands, to say the very least. But yes, who knows what FC United, literally, who knows what FC United team will take to the pitch over there in Cheshire on Saturday. But it's unlikely to be a draw, going by past form for FC on the travels. And as I say, Warrington Rylands, a decent side. I think that'll be a good game.
Rylands have only drawn 6 games this season. I think it's got drama written all over it, to be honest.
I know. It is now.
Whitby could go over FC United this weekend. Travelling to Lancaster City this weekend. And Lancaster have been, they were beaten by Stafford, but it was a good draw against Geisler. They beat FC United the week earlier. At this stage, you take any points you can get, can't you? And Lancaster, a bit like Atherton, they're just doing enough, I feel.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a very fair comparison. Two teams that have very, very similar records, almost identical records, to be fair. They've conceded, conceded the same amount of goals, even same points. It's crazy. Very consistent sides, home and away. Hard to break down, very, very difficult to break down, and they've just got this knack of getting a result that might surprise you. It's not a ground where Whitby have a particularly great record, but they do at least go there looking to make it, believe it or not, 5 wins on the trot. But we will see which way it goes.
It's been an incredible. If we were doing Manager of the Month, I think Nathan Haslam would be a contender, certainly, I think. It's been an incredible turnaround at Whitby in the last few weeks or so. But Lancaster City for Whitby this weekend. And of course, that game will be live on Whitby Town Radio, and we'll give it a good old-fashioned plug at the end of this fixture preview. Just two more fixtures to talk about for this weekend. Stalybridge Celtic against Stafford Rangers. That's an interesting one. Stafford have made the magical 40 points mark, but is that going to be enough, do you feel?
Well, I was thinking about this actually, Ben, and I've been all upbeat and maybe a bit smug talking about Whitby, but they're not safe yet.
They're not safe. Stretch. I've got a funny. I can remember, you know, what Roy Searle said about form being form in regards to teams down the bottom end with games in hand and that kind of thing. It might be enough 40, but certainly
I'm thinking nearer 50. Sorry to interrupt you, but okay. So I'm thinking nearer 50, to be honest.
A win this weekend for Stafford Rangers would get them 7 points closer to that magical 50 mark. They're playing Stalybridge Celtic, though, this weekend, who, a bit like Morpeth, really, they've been on a good run, really. The results have been there. It'd be handy for Stalybridge to get a win. It certainly would be handy for Stafford, too.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually, but Stafford, I think there was a bit of pressure there on the manager. They'd had such a good start to the season. I mean, they were briefly top after the first few fixtures, and then they steadily dropped, I think, a couple more defeats, and I think there would have been, some real pressure there. They got an important win quite recently, but they're not quite clear. Stalybridge were a funny one. Yeah, they look like they've just done enough to get clear. And it must be quite frustrating for anybody who watches them. They just can't quite just put together the run that gives them that separation.
I don't want to be too harsh on Stalybridge because the run they were on was brilliant, but they played Radcliffe, they played Bamber Bridge, they played Marine, they played a very informed Whitby Town, they played FC United, and they got Matlock. To get 2 points out of that isn't necessarily bad, I'm going to suggest.
It's a tough run, isn't it, for anybody? So we're maybe being a little bit harsh on. There's still a decent side, and they're still perfectly capable of getting that result at the weekend against Stafford Rangers. It's an interesting one, isn't it? But you just think, that both sides will just be thinking, just another win. We'll probably be okay. Just another win will be all right. With Stafford, you know, that might literally be the case, that another win and then they're fine. For Stalybridge, I think another win might just put a couple more teams between them and the bottom four. I don't think it would save them, but it might just be the catalyst to get into a run that will.
Yes, and it would put them 2 points from that magical 40-point mark, which up until 5 minutes ago was really important to get to, but not so much anymore. Now you've got to get to 50. Marine, look out. Look over your shoulder. You're only at 49. Nothing's sorted yet. Anyway, no, I agree with you, to be fair. We have been discussing that with managers in the last few weeks or so. I think everyone's of the conclusion you're going to have to get close to that 50-point mark. And that's how competitive it is down the bottom end of the table. And two of those teams who are making it that competitive are Morpeth Town and Nantwich Town. This is game of the weekend, in my humble opinion. 18th hosting 19th. 2 points separating the two teams. Nantwich have played two games more than Morpeth. It's a very long way to go for Nantwich. They'll be setting off on Saturday morning, knowing that really 3 points is a must in this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, really optimistic, said they're setting off on Saturday morning. But it's a long, long way up to Northumberland. It's two sides that had stinkers on Tuesday that will have suddenly thought, oh, wow, we're in big trouble. Nantwich in particular, I'm sure, they're 2 points behind. They've got a vastly inferior goal difference. They've played two games more. And then they've got to go all the way up to Morpeth, who were okay at home. They've got the most wins at home of anybody in the bottom half. That might be that geographical advantage that you can get up in the northeast. Nantwich are okay away. I don't think they'll mind travelling at all. I don't think they'll have any problem being away from home, beaten at home in midweek by Mask. You know, sometimes it's nice to be away from home when things are going badly, just get away from things. And that's such a difficult game to predict. You feel it's a bigger game for Nantwich potentially. I mean, if Nantwich do win it, it drops Morpeth in there and wow, it's an absolute bun fight for avoiding relegation then.
Well, that's all the fixtures for this weekend. It's going to be epic stuff. www.thempl.co.uk. Of course, and don't forget football web pages on Saturday for keeping across all the scores as they happen. But one game in particular, you don't have to bother with the internet. Well, you kind of do, but not with your eyes, just with your ears. Whitby Town Radio will be covering Lancaster City against Whitby Town this weekend. And how can people listen to it, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. Through the Mixlr page, just type in Whitby Town Radio on any half-decent search engine and you'll get there. The dulcet tones of Paul Connolly and Liam Ryder over at the fantastically named Giant Axe. And they are looking for a sponsor name, I noticed. But yeah, it should be a really, really good game up there in the Northwest. Yeah, I wouldn't like to call it, but yeah, would be looking to put together a five wins on the trot, the dizzy heights of.
Well, Andrew Snaith, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a lovely weekend and catch up in a month's time when you'll be maybe knocking on the door of the playoffs. We'll wait and see how that goes.
Oh, don't say that, Ben. This is I'll be happy if we're not 19th or below. I'll be delighted.
Andrew Snaith, big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend.
Pleasure as always, Ben. Thank you.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big thank you to James and all the managers as well who joined us earlier. But for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.